Now, this first piece was written when I was only marginally familiar with the development of ragtime in the early years of the century. The first two strains of this, I'm almost certain, were composed when I was virtually unfamiliar with the work of Joplin. The last section was composed after my initial exposure to Joplin. So, rag number one, an experiment. In many ways, I think you'll find it revealing of what came later, but in many ways, it seems to point to a direction that was never followed up. Rag number one.